This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Big Bear Mark.
This is Luke the Wonder Cub.
And this is a podcast for Brekkie Bears
on Joy 94.9.
Luke, you're a student now.
I am an official student, complete with little books and everything. And you know what?
Do you have a little backpack?
I don't have a backpack. I have a man bag, actually.
Oh, of course you do.
A man purse or a merce, I think it's called.
A merce. Do you have like a little pencil case? I imagine you having a Minions pencil case.
A Minion? No, I hate Minions.
What?
No, I hate. I'm so overseeing like Minion pictures related to nothing on the internet. It irritates me.
I'm not adverse to Minions, but I'm not a big fan either.
My partner loves Minions. He loves them. I can't stand them.
I don't feel like I know you anymore.
I thought you were cool, man.
I thought you were cool. Okay, all right, tell me about school.
It's
How's
really
it going?
Good, but you know what? It's changed so much because now a class starts and literally everybody just gets out their laptop instantly and starts taking notes. And I didn't know it was like that. So I rocked up my first day with my notepad and my pen and I'm sitting there like ready to take notes. Like old school, right?
Yes.
And my tutor was like, "You're going to need to bring a laptop next week." And I was like, I wasn't sure how it worked. But like literally all the classrooms are set up with like charging points in the tables.
Wow.
You know, and like it's TVs line all the walls. And they're all linked up to the laptops. So you can put your presentations on the TVs on the walls. It's really high tech. It's pretty cool, actually.
Well, what are you studying?
Diploma of Business in Public Relations.
Yeah, and so it's all going to be on computers now anyway.
Yeah, so much of it is online and, you know, literally looking at ad campaigns in class and dissecting them and stuff. So I really like it because I'm a nerd. So I'm really enjoying it.
But do you feel like a complete fish out of water that you're like, my little A4 exercise notebook? What do you mean
bit.
I can't write in it?
And you know what? There was about three of us in the class that are a bit older and we all had our notebooks on day one.
I was just going to ask you if you were the oldest in the class.
I'm not the oldest in the class.
You're not?
No,
there
I'm
you
not.
Go.
There's a couple that are older than me, but we sort of all banded together a little bit.
Yeah.
Instead of like, we're the old ones.
Against the young'uns.
But you know what? There's some great young people in the class who, fresh out of high school, who are actually really great people and really mature for their age as well. So it's a real mix of people overall, which is really fun.
It's going to keep you young, Luke.
It's going to keep me fresh.
It's going to keep you tired. That's what it's going to do. It's
yeah,
so true.
I'm pretty tired already.
Yeah.
Last week was like orientation and stuff, so it was pretty full on. But hopefully I settle in and it ends up working okay.
Nice. So you've been studying all week. I'm getting more and more pregnant, which I think I'm still at that stage where I just look fatter rather than pregnant, which
is
bothering me. I know. It's so annoying. I want to get to that stage where people offer me seats on the train.
Oh, that would be a great stage.
Yes.
I'd push your belly out and like hold it. Like,
and look really like obviously at them like, "Hi, you're a dick."
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then start talking to it. What's that, Jimmy? Like just
crazy pregnant lady.
It's like I've had people offer me seats on trams already, and it's like
thinking that you're pregnant.
Well, they may think that. Well, I keep practicing, but it never happens. But basically, I think it's because they think
you are gray.
You've got a white beard.
I've got a white beard. So they.
But you're that age where that's insulting.
Yeah,
like,
it
that's
is.
Not okay.
I mean, I'll take it, but
yeah.
I would never offer you a seat.
No.
No, because I'd think that would insult you rather than like, yeah.
But I have it's not common, but once or twice I have been offered a seat.
How does that make, do you feel kind of like, yeah?
It was like, the first time it happened, I was just like, what the? And it was like, no, it's fine.
People
and
are trying to be nice. I think that's nice.
I agree.
It's not nice.
Well, no, people are, I think
terrible.
They are trying to be nice. But it was like, yeah, no, you don't have to get up for me.
Yeah, I'm not
fine.
Old.
I'm not old.
Yeah.
Exactly.
My mum is 65 and she hates it when people offer her seats on the train.
Yeah. Exactly.
So, no, I feel your pain, Mark. I think it's the same. That's like being offered a seat if you're not pregnant, but you're just a little bit overweight as a woman. Like, that is not
okay. I think that's worse. Yeah.
I'd offer you both a seat.
Yeah, shut up.
Because, Mark, you're old and SJ, you're a lady, so it's the right thing to do. I'm just respecting everyone else around me.
Yeah,
that's
whatever.
All.
He's a student and it's all sunshine and lollipops.
Yeah, we're so killing you in the break.
That's fair.
This has been a podcast for the Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9.
If you like our podcast, why not rate us on iTunes and Stitcher? Woof-ger.
Woof-ger.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.